So I'm going to leave a little bit in the top.
No, you, no. I think that left years ago.
Raymond Allen has just taken a seat in the chair at a small wood-paneled barbershop in Niagara Falls. He's a regular here at Howard's Hair Salon for Men, where owner and master barber Howard Ivy has been wielding his clippers for a long time.
I love what I do. That's why I've been doing it for so long. You know, 45 years into this, and I'm trying to get more years out of it as I can, but I like this. I like serving the community.
The services Ivy offers have recently expanded beyond haircuts and beard trims. There's a small corner in his shop where customers can take a seat and check their blood pressure with a small wrist cuff monitor.
They can take their own blood pressure there, or I can take it for them while they're in the chair. They have the choice. Right now, most of the younger people are kind of curious because they don't know what their blood pressure is.
Ivy's is one of six barber and beauty shops in Niagara Falls to host the new blood pressure cuffs. It's part of an initiative called B&B Health Stops that's trying to educate members of the community on cardiovascular health. Community Health Worker Coordinator Ebony Patterson White of Millennium Collaborative Care took the lead in organizing the stops.
The concept is primarily we have blood pressure screenings happen in pharmacies. But if a person doesn't go to the doctor, they're never going to probably be at that pharmacy. It's going to be in between. So what are some regular, frequent places and locations that we can kind of partner in the community?
That's where Alan comes in. Aside from being a regular customer at Ivy's shop, he's a local pastor and president of the Niagara Ministerial Council. His connections in the community were instrumental in getting the health stops off the ground. And he's also got the inside perspective of a man just getting a trim.
Well, in my 30 years of particularly coming to this barber, no subject is off limits. So why not talk about a subject that is sensitive to most men, which is health.
By the way, when Alan sat down in the chair, Ivy slipped the monitor on his wrist. It starts with a simple inflating of the cuff. Then, a few seconds of waiting before...
This is what we have here, Pastor. Oh, you're doing better today than 122 over 78. This man is healthier than me. That's good reading. Very good reading.
Okay. For some men, the relationship with their barber is intimate.
You know, people just tell us things that they won't tell a lot of other people. Personal things about their health. You know, I've had guys tell me things I'm not even going to repeat it.
Years before the Health Stops initiative, Ivy began noticing how many of his older customers were taking blood pressure medication like he was.
When they would come in sometimes, I said, well, how's your blood pressure? I don't know. I didn't check it. I said, let me check it for you, see where it stands. That's how the whole thing started happening. And I was taking it with my own personal monitor. So, you know, I really didn't think that much of it because the few customers that I was concentrating on, I knew they had a problem with their blood pressure medication. So I concentrated on them more so than the rest. But then it started picking up.
Most of Ivy's clientele is African American, which puts them at significant risk for blood pressure issues. In the U.S., their rates are among the highest in the world. And for young African Americans, high blood pressure can develop earlier in life and be more severe. The Health Stops program has been active only since the start of July, and Ivy is confident its popularity will continue to take off. Patterson White says the results are already showing.
There is a conversation now about hypertension, about blood pressure. We've had some cases where some of the barbers have reported that they've tested some individuals and they've had to actually direct them to medical care or direct them and assist them in getting to a primary care physician.
Ivy has done both. He sent a customer to the hospital after noticing some of the more serious warning signs of hypertension. It turned out the man hadn't taken his blood pressure medication in 2 years. He also advised him to visit the Community Health Center of Niagara. It's another partner in the program and a place where Ivy's customers can get medical services and insurance no matter what their ability is to pay. Community Health Center project manager Felicia Johnson explains all a customer has to do is put their name on a small piece of paper at any one of the health stops.
And they put it in a secure container that our outreach workers come to every beauty and barber shop every other week and pick up the referrals, and we contact them and set them up with an appointment. It's very easy, very discreet.
The whole program is part of a broader trend of bringing healthcare to the community through grassroots organizations and getting to prospective patients in places they already are. And for the average customer at Ivy's shop who comes in about every 2 weeks or so, he's hoping the blood pressure checks will become part of their regular routine, too.
I'm going to press them on that, as a matter of fact. You know, because I think it's very important. They should know. And they should keep updates on it.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.
That is perfect. Better than.
That's good news.
That's real good news. 114 over 71, heart rate 77. Beautiful. Can't get any better than that.